Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about Ephesians 2. And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you used to walk when you were conformed to the ways of this world and of the ruler of the power of the air, the Spirit, who is now at work in the sons of disobedience. All of us also lived among them at one time, fulfilling the cravings of our flesh and indulging its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature children of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in our trespasses. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that, in the coming ages, he might display the surpassing riches of his grace, demonstrated by his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance as our way of life. Therefore, remember that formerly you who are Gentiles in the flesh and called uncircumcised by the so-called circumcision, that done in the body by human hands, remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who were once far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two one and has torn down the dividing wall of hostility by abolishing in his flesh the law of commandments and decrees. He did this to create in himself one new man out of the two, thus making peace, and reconciling both of them to God in one body through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him, we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone. In him the whole building is fitted together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord. And in him you too are being built together into a dwelling place for God in his Spirit. This is God's Word. This chapter of Scripture lays out clearly and logically what God has done for us in Christ. First, Paul described our need. He says we were dead in transgressions and sins, and therefore we were under God's wrath by nature, according to verse 3b. And because we deserved wrath for our sinful actions and lives, we saw that in verses 2 through 3a. Second, Paul pointed us to God's amazing nature. Despite our sin, God had great love for us and is rich in mercy. Both of those phrases are in verse 4. And that's despite the fact that we deserved justice for our sins. So, since we were dead in sins, according to verse 1, God, according to verse 5a, made us alive with Christ, and according to verse 6a, raised us up with Christ. That's a reference to the spiritual life God gave to us through the gospel message. More about all that in just a minute. But third, God united us with his chosen people Israel, according to verses 11 through 22. We used to be excluded from the spiritual status of the Jews, according to verse 12. But now in Christ Jesus, verse 13 says, you who were once far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Again, that's verse 13 from the NIV. Christ accomplished this reconciliation for us using one means of salvation, the cross, for both Jews and Gentiles, to make us into one body, as we saw in verse 16a. As a result, we are God's children just as much as any Jewish believer is, according to verse 19. And Christ himself is building us all together into a holy temple, as we saw in verses 20 through 22. Now, going back to verses 4 through 9, we learn there that God has done incredible things for us in Christ. First, all that God has for us is by grace. We saw that in verse 5 and verse 8a. God's grace is his favor that we don't deserve and could never earn. Sinners though we were and are, and unable to make our own favor with God, God just granted it to us. He just gave it to us. He gifted us new life in Christ, including the faith to trust him for it, as we saw in verse 8a. God will also give us an eternity where he will lavish us with more gifts of grace than we can possibly imagine, according to verse 7. There's a purpose to all of this. God not only gave us his redemption for his own glory, but he did it to make something great out of us. Verse 10 calls us God's handiwork. He wants to make works of holy art out of our sinful lives. How does he do this? By good works, according to verse 9. As we become more holy, we live more righteous lives, and we do unselfish things to serve the Lord, to serve his gospel, and to serve his people. And all of this displays the greatness of God, because on our own, we're incapable of becoming masterworks of holiness. This is what Jesus was getting at when he said, "Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Jesus said that in Matthew 5:16. And this is what Paul is talking about here, that God changes us and makes us more righteous and more holy so that God is glorified. So let's shine God's light through our good works today, by his grace, of course. If you thought this devotional was helpful, go to my website, dailyppj.com/subscribe, and there you can subscribe to them as a podcast in either Apple Podcasts or on Spotify, or you can sign up to receive them every day in your email. Any of these ways will feed you the latest devotional, and that will cue you to be listening to or reading God's word on your own, and my daily devotional can help you apply those words of God to your life every day. This is completely free, and you can unsubscribe at any time, so there's no risk. Give it a try. Go to dailypbj.com/subscribe. And if you can help me out with financial support, I would very much appreciate that. Go to dailypbj.com/support for more information about how to do that. And please share this with someone else, and I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.